Did you see that fight last night? The Reds, man. Did you see the thing? I mean, we can talk about it on the show.
Okay, we'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Oh. Yep. Go ahead. The fuck? Good afternoon, gamblers.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates, bringing you the best picks, stats, info, trends, any knowledge you need in the gambling world every single day, almost every single day, on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else that you listen to podcasts. You can also follow our picks at myaction.app/BroBets. So follow us on Twitter at BroBets. How was that?
I suggest all of it.
I suggest
all of the above.
All of the above. And also tell your friends, family, and confidants. I am Anthony DeGilio, also known as Donnie, also known as Diggs. Sitting to my right, Todd McComas.
Hey.
Uncle Todd, the Todd father.
Yeah, whatever you want.
In Canada.
Sir.
Kyle Cathcart, a.k.a. Gumpy.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing today?
Hey, we won.
I mean, we won.
We came back off a loss. We hadn't had a loss in a while. Came back with a win. It's what we do.
In the games,
the games we lost were
wrong too.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox left fucking 10 guys on in the last three fucking innings.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I mean a bunch of. Fucking
I mean,
pieces
I'd like to say
shit.
I'm surprised, but
bunch of fucking cocky suckers they were. I mean, yeah, I mean they do well. They do okay against what's his name, Charlotte Chucky Morton.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can't get to the fucking, they can't score when it counts.
I mean, what are they doing?
That's
a hell of a swing for us. We end up 6-5, we'd have been 7-4.
We do the right, I mean, we do the right side every day. We recap our bets from last night. I mean, that would have been 7-4. You called it, Todd. Pirates were due for a W.
They were. I just, sometimes that happens, you know?
Sometimes
that's
that happens.
That's on me.
That's okay. Got me. Sometimes that happens. Our other loss, we had Miami first 5.5. And that was just a toe in the water, but we decided to throw it in because we all liked it. They were down 2-1. I mean, can't get much closer than that.
Nope.
Can't get much closer than that. And then our other loss, under first 5-6, Atlanta and Washington. Who would have thought that Atlanta would have scored 9 in the fucking first 5? 9-0.
I mean, they were fucking hot, dude.
Tehran is...
Tehran is on another level right now. I didn't think he'd ever get to this, man. He could never stay consistent, but it looks like he's finally found it.
Yeah, he's on an absolute another level. And then we lost to the Giants. Phillies were up 4-2 there. They won 4-2. But winners, Oakland, first 5. Todd, 1-0. Nice job.
Mm, thank you.
Angels, first 5. -0.5. Easy W there.
Yep.
The Mets and Syndergaard. 2-0, first 5, nice win there. Seattle, fucking, what's his name? Pitching great.
He's going to get traded today, has to.
Has to. Three good starts in a row. Mike Leake, sorry. I couldn't
think
he's
lights
fucking
out. Him. It was like 100 fucking 20 degrees there last night, too.
Dominating. Hey, the Mariners are on like a 6-game win streak. Don't look now, Mariners are back. Houston, 2-0 win over Cleveland. Nice pitching battle there.
13 Ks for Verlander.
Yeah, he's dominant right now. Dominant. Not a bad night for Bieber either. I mean, 2-0.
No, he pitched well. He had 9 Ks. Just gave up 9 hits, but only gave up 2.
I mean, you sprinkle a few hits in there.
Yeah, you just don't want too many hits strung close together.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, don't put up a crooked number.
You can allow 2 hits an inning if you want.
Yeah.
As long as you don't allow any more.
That's baseball.
Yeah.
Last time I checked.
Yeah.
And then our last win was... San Diego, first 5. They're up 5-3. Against, you could have marched dogs out on the mound, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
And won that game.
Yeah.
So, you know, we give you one losing day out of 30, and then we're back on the winning side.
Let's go. And then
could have been a lot more.
Well, I think we sweep it today.
I like the slate today. I do. I really do. Todd, you want to start best bets today?
Sure.
Fuck you, Kyle.
My best bet for today, the Dodgers, money line at Colorado. I think this is a steal.
That's weird. That's my best bet, too.
-130. You know, what are you going to do? You got Ryu on the mound, 11-2, 1.74 ERA. He's a lefty, and since July 1st, I'm sure you have this stat, Tony.
27.
Since July 1st, the Rockies are 27th in the
27.
League. Hitting against left-handed pitching, and they got to go against one of the best lefties
yep.
in the entire
Good
league.
Good luck.
Shut her down. The Rockies are starting German Marquez.
Herman. It's fine. It depends on where you're from. If you're from Indiana, it's German yeah. Marquez.
Yeah, I should have known the silent G. What are you talking about? The last name's Marquez. He has a 7.07 ERA at home and hasn't won at home since May 1st.
Yeah, so, and one of the...
I can't believe it's only minus 130.
I know.
The reason why that line's minus 130, Ryu last time out in Colorado gave up seven
That's
runs
okay.
in about four innings.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then
I'm just giving you the facts.
So Herman Marquez, little, we'll go March. He had a 1.5 ERA. April 3.1. May 4.1. June 6.6. July 7.22. That is not trending in the correct direction for him.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So I'm also, you know, just double stamp that best bet.
Double stamp.
Because I'm going checks. Against them, and you got Ryu. Fucking Ryu. Hey, Ryu will be fine. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Let's not worry about him. That was a little blip on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
An outlier. You can't
an
take
anomaly.
Yeah, you can't take that into your mathematical equation.
Nope.
Kai, what's your best bet, buddy?
I'm going back to the well with the Mets and DeGrom.
Same, double stamp it.
Not first five. I got it last night at minus 160. It's getting up there now. Even take it at minus a half. I mean, since the All-Star break, DeGrom is 19 innings pitched and one earned. And I rode Giolito all season, but
yep,
it looks
anymore.
Like it's coming to an end here. Since the All-Star break, he's gone 17-2, giving up 11 earned. His last time out, he gave up seven earned runs.
Yeah, Giolito, 4.4 ERA at home. He's much better on the road for some reason. 7.06 in July. Like you said, DeGrom's given up one earned run in his last 19 innings, and he is facing a team that is 28th versus right-handed pitching in July. Just chalk that one up for DeGrom. There's a couple double stamps there in a row.
Yeah,
feeling pretty good about that one.
There's some good pitching rotations lining up in the National League right now with these trades.
Oh, I know, pal. Hey, I know. Don't you don't think I don't know? I fucking know.
He knows. Okay. He knows.
Todd, what else do you got, buddy?
I got the Braves money line at Washington. Mike Soroka is on the hill for the Braves. We talked about this one. You know he's awesome. Not his best July, but he's 6-0 with a 1.19 ERA on the road. That's all that matters to me. And a 1.74 ERA during the day. This is a day game. It's at noon. It's at 12:05.
Get that pick in quickly.
Let's go.
This episode might not have about yet.
I think this is a great value at minus 120. Anytime you can get that with Soroka on the mound for the Braves, take it.
Were you going full game there or first half?
I'm going full game.
Awesome. Good to hear. I feel we've been on the same. There's just double stamps all around. Let's see if we can get another one. Gumpy, what do you got?
I'm going to New York.
Oh.
I like Greinke.
Yeah.
First five. You can take it at plus 105. That's great value. Or you can even get it at plus a half. It's down to minus 125.
I think we're going to do that one.
Nine straight starts, six innings pitched or more. In his last 64 innings on the road, he's given up 12 earned.
Yeah, he's been great. 2.7 ERA in July, 2.8 ERA on the road. Tanaka's on the mound for the Yankees. 21 innings pitched, 23 earned runs in July. Not
three
great.
And a third, 12 earned last time out
yeah,
for Tanaka.
Shelled.
They fucking hung him out to dry.
He is a little bit better at home, but he just has not been great as of late. So
you make Greinke plus a half. I'm taking it anywhere in America.
Oh yeah,
the world for that.
He
matter.
Might even be pitching for a. He might even fucking. He might be trying out for the Yankees today. To be honest, who knows? Who the fuck knows?
Let's hope not. Let's hope.
Yeah,
not.
Seriously, let's hope not. Did you have any thoughts on that game? Are you okay with us taking them?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay, what else do you got?
I gotta be honest. I got a text from our boss. I missed that last one right there.
Oh, that was the Yankees.
But I'm good with it.
The Yankees and the Braves. The Yankees and the D-backs.
You see, I tried to glass right through that. Like, no, I'm cool with that. And then I got three. What if I'm about to pick the exact game they just talked about? I will look like a total dumbass.
Are we good to keep going, though?
Yeah, we're
good
to keep going.
Okay, what else?
I'm going to take the – all right, so we get the Pirates at Cincinnati.
Oh, boy.
Luis Castillo is on the mound. You know what we always do when we take Castillo. But he's facing Agrizal, who has really been good. I like this as a pitcher's duel. So I'm going to take the first five under.
Okay.
That's at -5.5. They're coming off the big brawl. I think that takes a lot out of both teams, especially when you got to turn around for a 12:35 p.m. start the next day. I think the pitchers have a day and the bats stay quiet. I don't think there's any way they reach 5.5 or reach 6 runs in the first five.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that call, Todd, because also the thing you got to think about is these guys could be throwing at each other again today.
Yeah.
I mean, because Castillo could not even end up going. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the Reds lost some bats with the trade.
Yep.
You never know what's going to happen today.
Yeah, he's fighting for his life, not even on the team.
Love it.
I didn't feel strong enough, I'll tell you what, to take the Reds winning that one because there's a lot going on.
Well,
right
it's
now.
Also -220, so it's you got to lay a lot.
Right? Yeah, which is kind of bullshit right now. You kind of took that away from me with that line. But, you know, I feel really good about the under. There's two great pitchers facing each other.
Okay, I'm going to give a pick here.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Chicago Cubs over the St. Louis Cardinals. Kyle Hendricks, 2.8 ERA in his 5 July starts. He's got 2 starts versus St. Louis this year. He's gone 16 innings, giving up 1 earned run. As we know, we got fucking Mikanos on the mound for the Cards, who hasn't been terrible. He's got 3.6 ERA in July and 3.27 versus the Cubs. I just like Hendricks more. I almost went with the under, but I'm just going to go with the Cubs instead. I feel better about that. So I'm going Cubs there. Gumpy, what else do you got, buddy?
I'm going back to the +0.5 well, first five.
Okay.
I like Giants and Samardzija getting +0.5 against Phillies and Velasquez.
Yeah, I looked at it. Samardzija's been pitching much better.
His last three on the road, he's 20 2/3 with 5 earned runs.
It's not
and
bad.
Velasquez's last start at home was 4 2/3 and 4 earned. The Giants are hot right now. I mean, they let us down last night, but I look for them to come back strong tonight.
Yeah, this it'll be funny to see what the not funny, but interesting to see what the Giants do as well to see if they are going to be selling at the break with their pitchers in that bullpen. But no, I like that pick. Todd, do you have any more?
I do have one more. I have the Cardinals first five money line.
You motherfucker.
Versus the Cubs.
So you went against me there.
Oh, yeah?
Why did you go against me? Oh, because you Todd, you were texting again.
Yeah.
So I took the Cubs.
All right, let's scratch that. Let's scratch it.
What do you mean scratch it? I'll remove the Cubs from the whole thing.
All right, let's talk about it and then come to a decision. There's three of us here. So I took it because Miklos has a 2.15 ERA at home and a 2.57 ERA in 21 innings pitched after the All-Star break. The Cardinals are 13-5 in the last 18 home starts by Miklos, 8-2 in his last 10 home starts versus above 500 teams. I just love that we get the Cardinals as the dog in this one because I look it up and they're 10-3 as the home underdog. I just think the trends really lean in their direction here. Kyle Hendricks, 4.91 ERA on the road. He's on a 4-game losing streak that spans 6 starts. The Cubs are 8-20 in the last 28 road games. I don't know, man. I just feel good about the Cardinals at home.
Yeah,
given the personnel.
The reason why I went with the Cubs was because Hendricks, he has 5 starts in July. He's got 3 losses, but he has a 2.8 ERA. It's not been on him.
Right.
And then against St. Louis, in his 2 starts versus St. Louis, 16 innings pitched, 1 earned run.
Yeah. He's really low on the totem pole as far as pitchers that get run support.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know, you know,
if that's a thing.
If that's a pattern that you can rely on.
Tell you what, we're going to take it out of the cup of coffee day parlay.
Okay.
And we'll just let the listeners pick who they want
Sounds
in that
good.
Matchup. That's, Gumpy, what do you think there, buddy?
It's a toss-up. I don't like Mikolaj personally, but Hendricks is off and on.
Yeah. Does anyone have anything else?
I'm going Astros-Indians.
Yeah, I have a pick for that game too.
Okay. I mean, you're not going to make a living off betting against the Astros, so I'm not going to do it. But I do like the first five under 6.
Yep.
It's down to 5.5. Jose Accurdy, last two, 13 innings pitched, two earned. Zach Plesac, exact same numbers, 13 innings pitched, two earned.
Yeah, so I have it written down here, Indians or under. And I also didn't want to go against the Astros, so I'm also going under. Plesac, 1.9 ERA in July. He had four starts in July, and that ERA was good, but it scares me because it was just he faced KC twice and Detroit twice. So I was like, well, I don't want to pick him to beat the Astros, but maybe we'll pick him to go under. And then, like you said, Accurdy, he went 6-7 in his last two outings, one earned run each game. So, yeah, I'm with you, Eric Umpy. I like the under in that game. Todd, do you have any others?
I do not.
All right.
That's all I got.
Those are our picks for today. I believe we have 7 in the parlay. Let's see if I missed anything. Let's go through these, make sure we're good. Dodgers with Ryu against the Rockies, -140. We got Astros, Indians under 5.5 or 6, whatever you got it at. We have the New York Mets, +5 or money line. I'm going money line. Gumpy's going +5. We have the Atlanta Braves with Soroka, and that was full game, correct? Yup. And then we have the Diamondbacks, +5.5 with Greinke. We have the under 5.5 in Pirates and Reds, and then the Giants, +0.5, +5. Does that sound delicious to everybody?
Yeah, yummy.
Can I throw out a toe in the water?
Fucking toe it.
Athletics, Brewers tonight.
Yup. Jordan Lyles, first start for Brewers.
Brett Anderson, 4 straight 6th innings pitch with 3 earned runs or less. He had a bad last start, but other than that, he's been good. And Jordan Lyles stunk in the National League, and it's not going to get any easier against the American League team.
Yeah, he's first start for the Brewers. Who knows how that's going to fucking go? Nice little toe in the water there, Gumpy. I like it. So our 7-teamer, it's a nice $5 to win $275. I mean, nothing to fucking...
Wednesday's been our day anyway.
Wednesday and Friday, and sometimes Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Too.
And tomorrow football's back.
And if you think I'm going to do a show tomorrow, I don't know if we're doing a show tomorrow or not, but if you think I'm going to do a show tomorrow and not have stats on preseason records for these head coaches and these teams, you're out of your fucking mind. Just a little something here. Dan Quinn, not good in the preseason.
I think he's coaching for his job this year.
You think Dan Quinn's coaching for his job?
Yep. I think the since really underachieving, I think it's got to be their bounce back year for the Falcons this year. It has to be.
Yeah, I mean, 2 seasons ago there in the Super Bowl. Injuries last year. I can make a case for him to keep his job, is what I'm saying.
I just hate him because he was on the Seahawks with Pete Carroll, to be honest.
Hey, you know what? That makes sense, man.
That's West Coast bias.
Shout out Bob Wiley, star of Hard Knocks last year, Cleveland Browns, offensive line coach. He was on ESPN this morning. He picked the Browns to go 3rd in that division. So, just something to talk about. I don't know who he picked to win. Oh, it was the Steelers. Good luck!
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.